Welcome to the MergeSort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. We've got some massive stories today, with the model wars heating up significantly across the board. First up, Grok is back in a big way, Jane. SpaceX AI and Cursor just released Grok 4.5, and it's making waves, especially after Grok's previous versions seemed to be lagging a bit.
Absolutely, Paul. Grok 4.5 is a game-changer for them. It's the first model they trained jointly with Cursor after the acquisition, and it's showing benchmarks comparable to Claude Opus 4.8 and even GPT 5.5. What's really impressive is its speed, running at 80 tokens per second and a claimed 4x efficiency gain over rivals. Plus, the pricing is significantly lower, making it a very compelling option for users.
That's a huge statement, especially with Elon Musk touting it as an Opus-class model, but faster, more token-efficient, and lower cost. This definitely puts pressure on the other big players, doesn't it, Jane?
It certainly does, Paul. The competition is fierce, and it seems OpenAI is responding by fast-tracking GPT-6. Reports suggest 5.6 will be the last in the 5.x line, with GPT-6 potentially landing this month. The rumor is they want something that can truly go toe-to-toe with Anthropic's Fable 5 and the upcoming Fable 5.1. It's a full-on model war, you know, with everyone trying to outdo each other.
And speaking of OpenAI, they also just released GPT 5.6, which is reportedly 54% more token-efficient for agentic coding. That's a significant improvement for developers working on those tasks.
Yes, Paul, that efficiency gain is crucial, especially as AI agents become more sophisticated. It means developers can achieve more with fewer tokens, which translates to lower costs and faster processing for complex workflows on Complex WorkWise.
On Anthropic's side, they're not sitting still either. They've committed $50 billion to new U.S. data centers to meet Claude's demand, and also launched Claude Sonnet 5 with a new reflection feature.
That $50 billion investment, Paul, really shows their long-term commitment and confidence in the demand for their models. The reflection feature is also interesting, helping users understand and refine how they interact with Claude.
Shifting gears a bit, we have some great news for developers. Hugging Face's Transformers VLLM backend has achieved native speed inference. This is a big deal for anyone deploying large language models.
It truly is, Paul. This means model authors can now leverage their existing Transformers implementations to get ultra-fast VLLM inference without having to port anything. It's a huge boost for efficiency and accessibility in the developer community.
And finally, a story that really highlights the real-world impact of AI. Brown University saw a class average plummet from 96 to 48 after switching to an in-person exam due to AI cheating concerns.
That's a stark reminder, Paul, of the challenges AI poses to traditional education. It forced a change in assessment methods, and the results speak for themselves, showing how much students might have been relying on AI for their work.
Indeed, Jane. It's definitely something educators are grappling with. And that's our MergeSort AI Digest for today, July 9th, 2026. We'll be back tomorrow with more AI news. See you then.